Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in a state of al-Islam. As to what follows, Wallahi ya ibadallah, it was not in my intention of being here with you today, standing with you here today, or even giving Salatul Jumu'ah in this masjid, or praying at all. I was supposed to be in a different place, speaking about a different topic, in front of different people. وَلَكِنْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. And I believe this is a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to myself, that I have the opportunity to once again stand in front of you in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gathered us together in this blessed day of Jumu'ah and in this blessed hour of Salatul Jumu'ah to gather us again together in Jannatul Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today is given the title Zadun ala al-Tariq. Provision or supply or things that we should have as we are moving on the path. As we are moving on our path living in the dunya, on Surat Allah al-Mustaqeen, we must have certain tools, certain things to protect ourselves, our families, our aqidah. Things that we must have in order that we will pass this dunya and enter into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah, insha'Allah. Awalan, taqwa Allah azza wa jal. First and foremost is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that should be beating in our body just like how our heart beats. Always in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thaniyan, حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واتباع سنته. Loving Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم more than anything. And showing this love by following him صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهو الأسوة الحسنة. He is the best of examples. وهو القدوة. ثالثا الدعاء. Praying and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a weapon that many of the Muslim ummah have forgotten about. I ask you by Allah, من منا يدعو في كل سجدة للقدس. How many of us in every sajda that we pray ask Allah to return Masjid al-Aqsa to al-Islam? Do not be fooled. A dua is your direct line to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us ask Allah to return Masjid al-Aqsa to al-Muslimin so that we may raise the flag of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah with no fear? Let us begin with our first important point. Taqwa Allah azza wa jalla. قال تعالى في سورة البقرة وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and take with you provision, and the best of provision for you to take is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. واتقون, and fear me, O men of understanding. ولكن ما هي التقوى. But what is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In many places in the Quran, Allah has described the people of taqwa, al-muttaqoon. In many places in the Quran, Allah has ordered us to be from al-muttaqoon. In many places in the Quran, Allah gave us the blessing of those who have taqwa, what they will have. In many places in the Quran, Allah has shown set in store for the people of Taqwa? What are some of the characteristics that are found in the Quran? Let us look to Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And be earnest, hurry, race to the forgiveness of your Lord and Jannah, and a Jannah whose width is that of the heavens and the earth. It is prepared for those who fear Allah, who have taqwa. What are their characteristics? الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء. They are those who give in charity in the path of Allah when they have and when they do not have. والكاظمين الغيظ. They are also those who restrain their anger. They are angry, but they restrain it. And not just that, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. But they also forgive the mistakes of others. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And truly Allah loves those who do righteousness. What are some of the other characteristics?
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله.
They are those who when they commit فاحشة, فاحشة, people of taqwa committing فاحشة, they are those who if they commit فاحشة or wrong their own soul, ظلموا أنفسهم, ذكروا الله واستغفروا لذنوبهم. And then ask Allah for His forgiveness, make dua to Allah, Ya Rabb, forgive me. ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. And they never return to committing the same evil deed once they know it is wrong. أولئك, what is their reward? جزاؤهم جنات جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم. For them they will have many mercies from their Lord سبحانه وتعالى. وجنات, and many gardens. وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار, and gardens, rivers flowing from underneath it. خالدين فيها, living in it forever. ونعم أجر العاملين. Indeed, this is a fitting reward for those who do good. وَلَكِنْ مَا هِيَ التَّقْوَى. We still ask ourselves, what is taqwa? The greatest of the mufassirin of the Qur'an from the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umm Abd, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, who the Rasul said, خُذُوا الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَرْضَى. If you are going to learn the Qur'an from anyone, learn it from four people. والحديث في البخاري, it is found in Bukhari. And he began by saying, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. What did he say? How did he explain taqwa? قال, التقوى هي أن يطاع الله فلا يطاع. It is to obey Allah and never disobey. وأن يذكر, and that you are in constant remembrance of Allah, فلا ينسى. So you are never led to forgetting Allah. وَأَن يُشْكَرَ, and that you are always thanking Allah, فَلَا يُشْكَرَ, so that you will never disbelieve in Allah. You will never forget who has given you your ni'mah, your health, your ability to move. Wallahi, it is a great ni'mah to be able to relieve yourself in the bath. Think of it, Ya Abdullah. Aliyun رضي الله عنه labeled this as from the greatest of ni'mah that people forget. To be able by yourself, with your own ability, to remove al-adha from yourself. Ni'matum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال طلق ابن حبيب, وهذه الرواية في مصنف ابن أبي شيبة بسند صحيح, التقوى هي أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله. It is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the light that is given to you by Allah, Al-Quran wa Sunnah, using what Allah has given to you. ترجو ثواب الله, hoping for Allah to reward you. وهي أن تترك معصية الله, and at the same time it is also to abandon committing any evil deed. على نور من الله, also because you have been given the light of Allah, you are reading the Quran and the Sunnah. تخشى عقاب الله, because you are in fear of Allah's punishment. And what is greater than understanding the statement of the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, where he said, he was the greatest of tabi'een, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Ya Mu'adh, اتق الله حيثما كنت. O Mu'adh, fear Allah wherever you may find yourself, anywhere you are. Fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى. والحديث رواه أحمد والترمذي وحسنه الألباني حفظه الله. After having established the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, let us not forget to leave room for the love of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is our second point, loving Rasulullah and showing this love by following him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, it has been asked to myself, to me, why do you love Rasulullah? Why do Muslims love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much? The simplest of answers, because Allah, Al-Khaliq Al-Razaq, yuhibbuhu. Allah, the creator, the innovator, who has created everything, loves him. And in order for us to worship Allah, we must love the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. How does Allah love the Messenger? How has Allah honored and elevated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let us dive into the Quran and see. زكاه الله في عقله. Allah honored and blessed his intelligence, his mind, by saying, ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى. Muhammad, your messenger, his mind, his intelligence never was led astray and it did not make a mistake. زكاه في فؤاده. His heart was honored by Allah سبحانه وتعالى by the Rasul saying, ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. His heart did not lie to him about what he had seen. زكاه في بصره. Allah honored his sight by saying, ما زاغ البصر وما طغى. His eyesight did not transgress any limits, nor did it err, nor did it make a mistake. زكاه الله في صدره by saying, ألم نشرح لك صدرك. Have we not opened your chest to accept an iman, to accept an Islam? زَكَّاهُ اللَّهُ فِي مُعَلِّمِهِ. Allah honored him by giving him a teacher who is full of honor himself, Jibreel عليه السلام. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. He was taught, this revelation was brought to him from Allah by شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, one who is strong and powerful. وَزَكَّاهُ كُلُّهُ. Allah honored him as a full package. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might say, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verily you, O Muhammad, are on an exalted standard of character. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We only sent you, O Muhammad, as a mercy to all that exist. Let us also see in the Quran how Allah has raised the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above the rest of the prophets and rusuls. Whenever Allah would make a dialogue with any of his anbiya, he would call them bi asma'ihim mujarrada, only their first name. For example, وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَا نُوحُ اهْبِطْ مِنْهَا بِسَلَامٍ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. يا موسى إني أنا ربك، يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام، يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة، يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي. ولكن but when he came to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم he would give him a title, would give him a title to honor him and raise him. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك. O messenger, O prophet, we have sent you. يا أيها الرسول. يا أيها المزمل. يا أيها المدثر. Names and titles not given to any prophet before him and will never be given to any human being after him. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And what is greater than to have the name of Al-Ali, La ilaha illallah, with Muhammad Rasulullah. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam linked until Yawm al-Qiyamah. You will never hear anyone say La ilaha illallah unless someone will enter and say Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. After realizing Allah's love of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore it is important for us to love him. But how do we show our love? Is it by disobeying his orders? Is it by inventing things that he has not done? By worshipping Allah, ibadat, ma anzal Allah biha min sultan? Worshipping Allah by doing things not found in the sunnah of the Rasul? Or is it by following his hadith, his guidance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We see that Allah has said, من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Whoever obeys the messenger has obeyed whom? Allah. وقال تعالى قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. Tell them obey Allah and his messenger. And if they reject it or turn their back on it, tell them Allah does not love those who disbelieve. And what is greater than the statement of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself in saying, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة. All of my ummah shall enter the Jannah. Me and you, all of us, shall enter the Jannah. Because one requirement. كل أمتي, all of my ummah shall enter the Jannah. إلا من أبى. Except those who refuse their own self. Could you imagine someone saying, no, I do not wish to go to the Jannah? إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. The Sahaba astounded. Who is going to say, no, I don't want to go to the Jannah, Ya Rasulullah? قال, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي. Whoever obeys me. Didn't say whoever obeys Allah. Because obeying Rasulullah is obeying Allah. مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دخل الجنة. ومن عصاني فقد أبى. And whoever disobeyed my order, has rejected himself. والحديث متفق عليه. And the hadith is agreed upon. From this we see, يا عباد الله, that the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is not something that is to be played with. One day yes, one day no. One day I do it, one day I don't. As-sunnah manhaj hayat. Sunnah is a whole way of life. It is a whole way of life. Everything you do while you're eating, while you're drinking, entering your house, going to work, going to school, being with your wife, being with your children, playing with your children, reading, writing, all of it. Implement the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I shall now sit down for jilsatul istiraha. And when I stand up, we will continue with our third and final point, which is the importance of dua in remaining on the path. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الدعاء supplicating to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, asking him for anything, asking him for anything, praising Allah anytime. فالدعاء كما عرفه شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية نوعان, دعاء الثناء ودعاء الطلب. Two types of دعاء. دعاء of asking Allah سبحانه وتعالى, O Allah, give me clean halal rizq. Also دعاء الثناء, the دعاء of praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله, سبحان الله وبحمده, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. All of these are dua, whether you are asking or praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah the Most High has said, وقال ربكم ادعوني, an order, and your Lord the Most High has proclaimed, call unto me, supplicate to me, ask me, ادعوني استجب لكم, I shall answer you. إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين. Verily those who scorn or look down upon my worship, أي الدعاء, who look down upon my dua asking me, they shall be admitted into the fire in humiliation. Why? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is the worship. Everything you do in worshiping Allah will involve dua some way or another. الدعاء هو العبادة. رواه الترمذي وهو حسن صحيح, and it is a good and authentic hadith. And listen to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم when he says, إن أكرم شيء عند الله الدعاء. The most honoring of things in the estimation of Allah is dua. رواه الإمام أحمد والبخاري في الأدب المفرد وهو حديث صحيح. The most honoring of action in the estimation of Allah is supplication. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. Whosoever does not ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. Whosoever does not ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. رواه أحمد والبزار وهو حديث حسن. من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. And I ask you, look at the state of the Muslim Ummah. Remember the question I asked you in the beginning, how many of us in every sajda ask Allah to give al-izz and power to al-Islam? How many of us? The Ummah has forgotten the weapon of al-du'a, of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Him for His mercy, for His strength in making us beat al-a'da, to return Masjid al-Aqsa to Bilad al-Islam. The Muslim Ummah has forgotten. And what is greater in anger than for Allah, who has humiliated al-Yahud, to cause the Yahud to humiliate the Muslims? هل أذلوا ممن أذله الله للأذل. Is there worse humiliation than to be humiliated by those whom Allah has humiliated? هل أذل ممن أذله الله للأذل. Is there greater humiliation than to be humiliated by the brothers of the pigs and the apes. إخوان القردة والقناديل. This is what has happened to the Ummah. We have forgotten Islam. We have forgotten Allah. من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. Whosoever does not ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to see the victory of Islam with our own eyes, and to hear of the victory of Islam with our own ears, and to speak proudly of the victory of Islam with our own tongues and mouths. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to use our bodies in the defense of Islam.